Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Forest City head wrestling coach Steve Stout. And first of all, Coach, before we jump into the varsity activities of this week, one kind of fun thing that you guys do, and I know you guys do it maybe a couple times throughout the year, trying to get some extra matches for your JV team, but you guys had a JV tournament, is that correct, on the 9th?
Yes, we did. And it's we really open it up to any area team that wants to come, and it's just a great way to get kids in the school and get them some matches and get them some experience when we don't always get that opportunity when we go to our quads, our conference quads every Thursday night. So it's nice to get kids some matches and let them perform in front of the home crowd. And had a pretty good turnout. Had, I'm trying to think of, around 90 to 100 wrestlers here that night, and try to get each kid three matches, and it went pretty well, and we had some good showings by our own kids, so it was a good night, and it's just kind of fun to give those kids a chance to compete in their home gym.
Yeah, absolutely, getting the kids on the mat, and then the next night you guys were able to have another kind of fun evening as you guys had both the North Central Trailblazers girls wrestling team and your boys wrestling team taking on South Hamilton, the girls taking on Clear Lake. First of all, Coach, how fun was that to have the North Central Trailblazers in Forest City and dueling there with Clear Lake before the varsity boys took on South Hamilton?
It was really neat experience. We with the start of the girls programs in Iowa, we weren't able to field our own team, so the North Central Trailblazers is a group of five schools that have come together to practice in Northwood, and just being able to have a girls' dual meet before our boys, it was just kind of a neat environment to have, and just it allowed us to kind of showcase the new girls' program and hopefully get some excitement growing for that. So just great for wrestling fans and great for people who have never been around wrestling to be able to see that we have both girls and boys teams available and hopefully create more excitement in the area for that.
And I know five schools a part of that, but there are a few Forest City girls that are not just on the team but succeeding for the Trailblazers this year.
Yes, we have, I believe, five girls on the team right now, and most of them have wrestled a little varsity at some point, and all the girls have won some matches and have grown a lot in the year. I know we had them in our room, our Forest City girls in the boys' room a couple of times this year to practice when they couldn't get to Northwood. And just the progress they've made between the beginning of the season and now is amazing. And if we can keep them involved and excited about it, I think we can see some good things and hopefully grow it to the point where we have our own program here in Forest City. So if we can keep the ball rolling, it's going to be great for our school and community just to have the girls be able to compete here in town all the time instead of having to travel all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And following that, then your team took on South Hamilton and turned out to be started off as a really good duel. You guys find the first couple of wins via fall. You lead 12-0, but South Hamilton was able to battle back and win two straight to make it 12-9, so pretty competitive. But then South Hamilton kind of opened there at that point between the top of their 285 down to the lower weight classes. You guys find some forfeits in there, but also find some wins of your own and able to pull away and win 60-21.
Yeah, South Hamilton down a little bit this year compared to previous years, but they've got some good kids in their lineup, and the open weight classes really kind of allowed us to pull away quick. And but we got some solid matches out of our kids, and once again saw some improvements from our boys. So it was a good night, and having a single duel where we can get in and compete and get out and not get home at the late at night. And it's just good to have some of those single duels on the calendar. And overall, good night. And it was a neat experience for our boys to be able to wrestle after the girls, and for the girls to be able to wrestle in a dual meet at home here. So hopefully that's something we can keep on our schedule and make it a yearly occurrence.
And with that, then you guys traveled to St. Ansgar on Thursday, and you took on Northwood Kent at Garner Hayfield Ventura. Both of those two teams, unfortunately, a little bit down this year. You found some good matches in both of those. Let's start first with those two duels, Coach, because as I mentioned, yes, there were some forfeits, but within the actual matches, I thought there were a couple of pretty good ones there with the Garner Hayfield Ventura and Northwood Kent.
Yeah, with Garner, they've got some solid kids in there. Unfortunately, they've had some things happen. They've got some open weights, but we had Alex Speedy wrestling for the first time, and he's up a weight higher than what we projected him at last night. But he wrestled a ranked kid from Garner, and it was an 8-2 match, so it was exciting to have a kind of a close match there. And then again, Kellen Moore at 170 was a 5-0 winner against Garner, and just a real stout kid as far as strength and size, and so it was good to get Kellen tested a little bit. And Brad Good comes out with a pin against, and Colby Krutzinger with pins against Garner, so it was good, some good matches in there, and the score got lopsided, but it was overall a good meet for us. And then Northwood Kensett also down a little bit in numbers, but once again they have some solid kids in there with Tiedman at 32 and Rolene at 45 are both pretty tough for them. So had some good matches, but the score got lopsided just because of the open weight. So it was one of those things that we got on a roll, but then things just got out of hand for their team because of the open weight. So where they have kids, they're competitive, and like everyone else in the state, just kind of fighting the battle to get full lineups.
And then you guys closed the night out with one of the best duels, actually the best duel of the evening, as you guys took on St. Ansgar. And St. Ansgar kind of took a little bit of a lead. They led for a while, and I kind of got the feeling that St. Ansgar really felt like they had kind of put it out of reach with the duel, but mathematically, of course, they hadn't. And you guys switch over to running on both mats, which crazed a little bit more tension because you have a match going on here, a match going on there. Came down to the final two. You guys were down by 10. You had 285 and 106 left. Came down by 10 points. Obviously, you need bonus points, so you get bonus points at 285. Unfortunately, you don't find it at 106 and fall 39-37. But how fun was that for a high school wrestling duel, Coach?
You know, anytime you can get into a tight duel, it ramps up the excitement, and it's fun to be a part of. It's fun to be a fan at, and even though we're disappointed with the loss, it was fun to see the kids go out and really battle and see the team get excited. All of our kids were on their feet yelling and screaming, and it was a fun atmosphere. And hats off to St. Ansgar for getting the points to win that duel. And like you said, we came from behind, and our guys really stepped up last half of the duel to get the points to put it within reach. And it all boils down to bonus points. We limit a couple bonus points here and there, and it's a different duel. So really commend our kids on the last three matches. We were down with three matches to go and looked like it was out of reach, like you said, and get a couple of pins, and then Deegan Moore at 106. A lot of pressure for a freshman to send him out there and say, hey, we have to have bonus points. And he opens up with a four-point lead, and then the match pretty much got really tight after that. So Deegan gets the win, and he felt terrible about not getting us the bonus points, but overall he got the win and was looking good. He had a great night, went 3-0 on the night. So something to hang his hat on, knowing that you go undefeated in the top of Iowa Conference quad. So a lot of fun that night. Last night, and it was good for our team to be in a tight duel.
You know, and talk about that for a moment, because obviously, you know, maybe as you mentioned, he was a little disappointed. But I think the other most important thing that you mentioned was the fact that, you know, it's something for him to strive for going on throughout his career, is you know, continuing to get better and finding these huge wins in huge spots, because it was, at the end of the day, as you mentioned, it's a win at the top of Iowa Conference. So obviously something to look forward to out of a young kid for you.
Yeah, Deegan's made great strides this year. He started the year 113, was a little undersized, and once he got down to 106, he got comfortable there. He's piled on some wins for us and is looking pretty strong. So knowing that he's a freshman and we're overall fairly young as a team, having him coming back and knowing that he's having the success, learning how to be a leader, that will definitely help our team in the future, not only just counting on his wins, but getting him to pull some kids with him and show them the way.
And Coach, with that'll take you guys to today, and you guys will be at the Jayhawk invite today. Coach, tell me a little bit about that, what teams you're going to see, and what kind of a tournament it's going to be.
It's a gauntlet. It's a very tough tournament. We're the only 2A school in the bunch, and Alburnett is the only 1A school in the bunch. 16 teams there. Four of those teams are ranked. I went through the rankings today, and there are 39 ranked wrestlers, and seven of those are ranked number one in their weight class. So it's a very tough tournament. We leave some of the kids back for this one. Just coming towards the end of the season, we want to make sure our kids are in the right frame of mind. So we don't take everyone to this tournament, because it's so tough, but have the likes of Fort Dodge and Iowa City High, Pleasant Valley, West Des Moines Valley, Waukee Northwest, couple Davenport schools, Cedar Falls. So it's a lot of big schools, and it's a great chance for our kids to go out and see this tougher competition and get ready for the postseason. But it's a well-run tournament. They run four mats, and they keep it moving, so it's not any longer than any tournament we wrestle in, but we see a lot of tough competition, and it's something we kind of look forward to on our calendar, and hopefully we can put things together and put a full day together with the kids we have here today.
Coach, is this kind of the best way to mimic? I mean, obviously, once you get to state, it's obviously a lot bigger of an environment. You talk about eight mats instead of four, but this is probably your best chance to mimic what the state tournament will look like for some of these kids that have this aspiration. At this point in the season.
Oh, for sure, you get four mats going at one time and 16 teams worth of fans. It can get loud and crazy in there, so. Our younger kids that have never been in a big venue or seen something operate at this level, it's kind of an eye-opener, and it's one of those things that your aspirations to make to the state tournament, but you don't want to take a kid down there that's not prepared for that type of atmosphere. So this helps us a lot in just getting them into a bigger venue and more mats, more fans, more wrestlers, and kind of getting over that initial shock of when you do walk into Wells Fargo for that first time, that it's not quite as much of a shock to them, and they can carry on business as usual. So that's one of the upsides to getting down to Cedar Rapids for a tournament like this.
Well, Coach, I want to thank you for taking some time and talking with us, and a good week for your team, and good luck today there in Cedar Rapids, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks a lot, Darren.
That was Forest City head wrestling coach Steve Stout.